mama's on mountain roof. Home is where the heart is. The funny part is my heart's very wide and all alone.
Hi, I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW. We are here today with our new series called Give Me Shelter. In this series, we highlight specifically Habitat for Humanity Curry County and other volunteers and people in our community that are working on the issue of housing and homelessness for the residents of the Brookings Harbor area and greater Curry County. We're here today with Mary Dickinson from Curry County Habitat for Humanity. She's one of the board members. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Scott. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Absolutely. So, Mary, you're on the board for Curry County Habitat for Humanity, correct?
Yes, I'm a relatively new member. I was elected to the board about 4 months ago.
Oh, cool. How do you like it so far?
So far, it is inspiring and challenging and exciting, and I hope that my contribution to the board brings new life to Habitat for Humanity in this area.
Well, it certainly has. Mary and I serve on the board at Habitat for Humanity Curry County together. And Mary, you've done a lot to get the Facebook page utilized and get a lot of postings up, right?
I have. This is a really interesting area to work in because we have a large population that are not using the computer right now. But then we have an equally large population that are. And the people who were working with Habitat in the past in this area didn't seem very computer comfortable. And so Facebook was never utilized. Some of the websites that in the area that are used for different volunteer issues and sales like that were never utilized. And so we've just begun to start posting on Facebook. In the near future, we should have a website up and running, independent of Facebook, but both sites can be accessed by anybody.
It's really exciting, right? This, have this Facebook page that's helping us get so many people in the area aware of Curry County Habitat for Humanity. So thank you for all your help. It's certainly bringing more visitors to the store.
Yeah, we'd really like to spread the word that Habitat for Humanity, A, exists here in Curry County, and B, is active, that it's not a dormant entity at this point.
Yeah. And the really exciting thing I just heard yesterday from one of our volunteers, they did $800 yesterday in the store.
Absolutely fabulous.
That's a huge day. That's a really huge day. It's evidently one of the biggest days they've had in quite a long time at the store. So we're certainly grateful to the volunteers that are in the store on a regular basis because it helps us to raise money so we can do different projects and things right in the community.
Okay, so why don't we explain what the store is?
Absolutely. Would you like to do that?
Yeah. We have a resale store, and it's located right across, the entrance is right across the street from the fire pit behind
Superfly.
And so during lunchtime, if you go there, you can smell all the fabulous aromas coming out of Superfly. Our resale store takes in items from manufacturers, from retail hardware stores and lumber stores, from private donations from contractors in the area, and from private donations from homeowners or renters. At the end of their garage sale, they might have, you know, some shelving or whatever, and they just bring it by the resale store. Everything in the resale store is gone over by somebody who is expert in the field. For instance, if somebody gives us a dryer, the dryer's tested out, and we don't put it on the floor for sale until we know that it works. And everything in the store is like that, except obviously the things that come from retailers that are packaged, we sell. I would say guaranteed that everything in the store is at least half price of retail. But the prices that I've looked at and the shopping that I've done retail, it's more like 20% of what you would pay retail. We focus mainly on construction goods, but there's also furniture there. Recently, we've had a lot of garden equipment, barbecue equipment, and we've recently gotten a fabulous new manager at the store who is transforming the space, turning it into a cohesive unit that you can easily navigate around and find everything. And she really has put new energy into this store. So if you haven't gone there before, I'd really encourage you to go there and just take a look, good look around, and give yourself at least an hour to peruse everything there.
Yeah, Bobby is our new volunteer store manager's name, and she's doing an incredible job. I want to just give props right now to Bobby.
Yeah, she's doing got phenomenal. Great energy.
She's got great energy. She greets everybody when they walk through the door. She talks to people. She's brought in new volunteers. She's got Bobby and I go to church together, and she's got people from St. Timothy's Episcopal Church now volunteering in there with her. So it's really awesome to see that not only is she passionate about volunteering there herself, she's also bringing in other volunteers and making it a really fun place to volunteer, which, you know, helps us keep it viable, because that's how we're going to be able to do projects in the community, is by raising money through this store. So Mary, do you want to, the store is located at 616 Memory Lane. That little diagonal street, like Mary mentioned, is right by Superfly. Mary, do you want to tell our listeners the hours of the store?
We're open Thursday and Friday from 10 a.m. till 4, and Saturday guaranteed from 10 to 2. And Bobby tells me that sometimes they'll stay later on Saturday. So if you're really lucky and you happen to miss the 2 o'clock deadline, you might slip in there a little bit later and get to meet them.
Absolutely. And we're always looking for new volunteers, right? So if someone wants to come in and volunteer in the store, or we're looking for board members.
We're looking for volunteers for all aspects of Habitat for Humanity. And there are possibly 20 different positions that you could fill. If you're looking to learn a new skill, there's generally people who are eager to teach you how to do new things. We're not necessarily looking for construction workers who have 20 years experience and know how to build a house. So we probably have a place for just about anybody who would be willing to give up some of their time.
Yes, please. We are so excited about the new energy that's come into Habitat for Humanity in the last 6 to 8 months here in Curry County. And we're super thrilled about all of the awesome things that are happening. So Mary, you're really passionate about one program in particular called A Brush with Kindness, right?
Yes. I was just put in charge of A Brush with Kindness for Curry County Habitat for Humanity. The idea behind it is that you are essentially doing neighborhood revitalization. And perhaps you've had this experience before. So you move into a neighborhood, and spring comes around, and somebody plants some flowers in their front yard. Or they get out there and they mow the lawn and put a new mailbox in their yard. Or they repaint the trim on their house. And if you're watching carefully, that energy seems to spread around the neighborhood. So all of a sudden, the people across the street manicure their lawns. And then the people next door to that house put flowers in. And so the energy kind of spreads throughout the whole neighborhood. A Brush with Kindness goes out to homes and does mostly exterior work that doesn't require any permits or any kind of expertise construction-wise, and revitalizes a home for a homeowner who's fits into a specific monetary category.
Yeah, it's really interesting to watch that, how when one person puts some effort, even if it's with the support of a local nonprofit, puts some effort into beautifying their home or even their apartment, right? I watched it in my apartment, how my neighbor spent some time beautifying her part of the balcony. It inspired me then to put flowers and flower pots and beautify my half of our balcony that we share. And it's just interesting to watch that phenomenon that you talk about, Mary, about this idea how it can be something as simple as adding some flowers and some flower pots, you know, or a ramp. Or we've been talking at Habitat about not just building houses, but maybe taking some foreclosed homes and actually fixing those up to beautify the neighborhoods that those homes are in and maybe help to raise the home values in that neighborhood.
Right. One of the benefits of the Habitat for Humanity organization is that they are not interested in doing handouts. They are interested in giving people a hand up, just a little bit of support to accomplish their goals in their home ownership. And so the people at Habitat for Humanity who might benefit from the A Brush with Kindness program have put hours in on a volunteer basis already. So generally, A Brush with Kindness recipient would have put 40 to 80 hours of volunteer time in before anything happens to their home. One of the reasons for this is because Habitat works sort of like a web where everybody supports each other. So one of the volunteer things you might be doing is going to somebody else's house and painting their front door or sweeping up in a yard or putting some things on the Facebook page so that other people know about us. And so what that does is support the other members, the other volunteers, and this Habitat for Humanity is quite unique because almost every single person that works in Curry County Habitat for Humanity is a completely volunteer basis. Mm-hmm. And so that supports every single other person within the Habitat for Humanity community. In addition to that, whatever we produce here in Curry County supports, even just energetically, all of Habitat for Humanity International. And so it is a give, give, win, win situation when you come in to volunteer for Habitat for Humanity.
And it's really awesome because I found out earlier this spring that Habitat for Humanity, 2 years running, has the most recognized brand, right? So we're the most recognizable nonprofit brand 2 years running. I forget who ran the contest or did the study or whatever, but 2 years in a row, Habitat for Humanity has the most. We noticed that with our Facebook page. We set up our Facebook page. The board voted. We set up a Facebook page, and we weren't sure at the beginning because we didn't have any pictures or anything on the Facebook page, and we were already getting likes from people. Remember that, Mary?
Where yeah.
We were just sort of like, we're getting likes, but it was really because of the brand recognition. And so we're really lucky that there's so many people around the world that have worked so hard over the last few decades to build such a strong brand, and that there is such great support, right? Because
right. Habitat started in 1976, and it started in Georgia, and it started because there was no affordable housing to be purchased in that small town. Mm-hmm. And it has grown into an international organization. I would think that you could go to any major city in the United States and ask five people, what is Habitat for Humanity? And they would have some notion about mm-hmm. it. They would be able to tell you, former President Jimmy Carter has worked on it, or they build houses, or They fix neighborhoods up, but everybody sort of has a concept about this not-for-profit organization.
And one of the really great things about it, too, like you were pointing out, is we're engaging with these people that need some support and need some help. But one of the misnomers that I found is people think that Habitat for Humanity just builds houses and gives them away to people. And as you were pointing out,
I find this so exciting about this organization that they do not do that.
Yeah.
Their entire intention with this organization is to empower people.
Mm-hmm.
They want people to feel their ability to create a new environment for themselves mm-hmm. that really supports them, that gives them the opportunity to live life a little bit more focused on their dreams, as opposed to fixing things so that they're not damaged in their own environment.
Mm-hmm.
The people in the Habitat for Humanity community that have received homes or received revitalization with their exteriors of their homes do feel empowered. They feel like, A, the volunteer hours that they put in, either on their own place or somebody else's, has given back to the community. They feel like they very often have new skills that they didn't walk in the door with. And one of the ways that people get empowered as volunteers is that you receive volunteer work hours. And if you're so inclined, hypothetically, if we had perhaps a Brush with Kindness recipient who needed a ramp built because they were disabled and they were not able to create enough volunteer hours for themselves, another volunteer can give their hours away. So, Mabel needs a ramp built outside her house, and she's only able to come up with 20 hours of volunteer time for herself. But Joe and Edna and Phyllis all work on the board of directors and have been there for years. And so they have volunteer time that's accrued. So they can each volunteer some of their volunteer time, give it away, so that Mabel can get her ramp built. And that is another way that volunteers get empowered through this organization.
That's really awesome. It's really awesome that they care so much about the investment from the individual volunteers and allow them to work together like that and bank those hours, because it's really important to let people know, right? Because even with these homes, I learned recently that talking with a statewide director and the statewide affiliate support person for Habitat for Humanity Oregon, that for the homes, these people still need to qualify for the loan, right? They still have to pay a mortgage. They're not just being handed this home. It's actually like they have to qualify for the homeownership, right? And they have to have a certain credit score and things like that. So we're not just building homes and giving them to people, even though we do have fundraisers and, right, like you were mentioning, the resale store and everything earlier. It's really cool how Habitat for Humanity engages people with helping lift them out of intergenerational poverty, right? Because once you have a home, the health outcomes, the educational outcomes, so many things happen if you have the opportunity for homeownership for the following generation. And that's what I love the most about Habitat for Humanity, is it's not just putting a Band-Aid on the problem. It's actually helping families break this cycle of intergenerational poverty.
Yes. The children get to see their parents enabled mm-hmm. to purchase a home, where it was never even considered in their past. They learn new skills. One of the benefits of having a Habitat for Humanity home in your neighborhood is that generally the people that live there helped to build that place. Mm-hmm. So if they have a leak under their kitchen sink, they can go down to the hardware store and get what they need and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, people have massive amounts of pride in their home that they built through Habitat for mm-hmm. Humanity and OWN because they helped put it together. And my experience is whenever you create something, you value it so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And their children have watched them put that home up. In addition to that, their children have watched the entire rest of the community come together, almost as if it's a barn raising. In the old days, in country areas, people would all gather together, and the owner of the farm had all the materials there, and the neighbors brought the manpower and the food and drinks, and they essentially had one big party and put a barn up mm-hmm. in a day. Now, those people who got their brand new barn, when the neighbors 5 miles down the road needed a barn built, you bet that they were right there
mm-hmm.
ready to put in whatever they could. And so it's each person giving what they're able to in order for somebody to be successful. It is really this mind-boggling, brilliant idea that somebody came up with of support, 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 and really empower everybody.
It's so awesome. It's one of my favorite adages or sayings that I use. Everyone has a gift to bring.
Yes.
Right? And I say that a lot on these podcasts that I do, that everyone has a gift to bring, a gift to share. And yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about Habitat for Humanity is it really is that. And we're seeing that Curry County Habitat for Humanity as people are coming to us with different talents and different skills. And, you know, with Bobby, the volunteer store manager, and with you coming, and with so many other people coming to the table, so to speak, and helping and bringing what their gift is to Curry County Habitat for Humanity, because it's been around for a while and there's been some, you know, there's been some struggles. I think just like any volunteer run organization. And as you pointed out, we're one of the only Habitat for Humanity affiliates in the state that is currently all volunteer run. That was one of the things that surprised me. Most Habitat for Humanity affiliates in the state of Oregon have a paid staff member, at least one. And a paid executive director or something. And that's our goal, right?
Yes.
Our goal is to eventually get a paid person. We're currently working with Experience Works to get a paid person. And I found out today they have another applicant. So we're looking for someone to work part-time in the store and also work doing some of the office and paperwork. As you know, if anybody's volunteered with a nonprofit, there's a lot of paperwork that comes
fabulous.
Through the door, and it has to be filed and documented and everything like that. So I'm super excited about these opportunities with Curry County Habitat for Humanity. As we come to the end of the podcast, Mary, is there anything else? I know you made a lot of notes and stuff for this podcast. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about Habitat for Humanity?
There's a couple of things I think we should cover.
Sure.
A, we never mentioned that it's in the town of Brookings.
Oh, that's a good point, huh?
Since it's Curry County, it could have been Gold Beach or Port Orford or Harbor. So it's 616 Memory Lane in Brookings. And our office hours right now are the same as the store hours.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody there other than those 3 days that we mentioned prior to this.
Yeah. And I'm sure we can attach the phone number for the store to the podcast as well.
Oh, great.
So when people are listening to the podcast, as they look in the description. They can get the phone number for the store. And you bring up a really good point. It is a countywide affiliate for Habitat for Humanity. So we are looking for people in Gold Beach and Port Orford that are interested in participating, right? Because we technically address the needs of the whole county. And right now we're very focused on Brookings. I think everybody on the board and all of our volunteers all reside in the Brookings Harbor area. So if anyone's listening and lives in Gold Beach or Port Orford or Agnes or Langlois and wants to participate, even if it's to participate virtually, right, by liking our Facebook page, they could go to Facebook and type in Curry County Habitat for Humanity, and they could like and share our Facebook page, if nothing else.
Okay, so there's one more time when the Habitat for Humanity offices are open, and that is our monthly board meeting. And this is a public nonprofit organization. And so we have pretty much open board of directors meetings. If you would consider being on the board of directors, we invite you to come to our next board meeting. That would be July 12th. It's at 6 p.m. and that's at 616 Memory Lane in Brookings.
Yes, please come. We have a lot of fun. We laugh a little. We make a lot of plans. And we come up with a lot of projects to move forward on. We've come up with quite a few. We're actually going to be doing a community garage sale on July 30th, where people can rent out spaces at the 616 Memory Lane location. And they can rent a space for $10, a 10 by 10 space. And they get to collect the proceeds from the items that they sell. But we're utilizing it as a fundraiser and an awareness builder for Habitat for Humanity Curry County.
So what type of booths would be there?
So far, the people that I've talked to, they're mostly going to be selling garage sale type of stuff. So it's just going to be a 10 by 10 space.
Okay.
It's $10 for a 10 by 10 square. People can get more than one 10 by 10 square if they would like. We just ask no alcohol and we ask no smoking because we don't want to have to clean up the cigarette butts after. And we ask that you just contact the Habitat for Humanity store or send a Facebook message to the Habitat for Humanity page and you can sign up for a table. I think we have three people so far that are interested. We will not be providing the tables. So people, if they do need a table or something to display their garage sale merchandise on, they will need to bring their own table in.
Or a tapestry rug.
Or a tapestry or a tarp would work, or they could just set it there on the gravel as well. We're going to mark it off, I think, with some chalk, Bobby was saying. So that is Saturday, July 30th, and that'll be from 10 to 4. And we're super excited. I'm working on trying to find music. I was working on a band that plays like oldies, like beach tunes and like surfer music.
Oh, nice.
But one of the people in the band is not available. So if anyone's listening to this podcast and is interested in maybe helping us provide music for the day, we want to kind of have a fun summer theme and celebrate Habitat for Humanity and maybe break this $800 in one day record that we have for, we just set this
for
record.
Donations.
It's pretty awesome.
Great.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Well, Mary, I certainly have enjoyed being on the board with you and thank you for being the first guest for our new series, Give Me Shelter. I really appreciate all the work you've done with the Facebook page and doing research for the website with Habitat International and so many things that you're doing. It's really awesome. And I really appreciate your volunteering and the time that you give to Habitat for Humanity, Curry County.
Thanks. It's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And I'm really looking forward to people in the community joining us.
Awesome. You can visit the Habitat for Humanity, Curry County store at 616 Memory Lane in Brookings, Oregon. We are open Thursday and Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 10 to 2, sometimes a little bit longer on Saturday. We have a community garage sale coming up on Saturday, July 30th, and we welcome people to rent a 10 by 10 space for $10. And the proceeds from those rentals of those spaces go towards Habitat for Humanity, Curry County. Please like and share our Facebook page. You can find us at Curry County Habitat for Humanity on Facebook. And look for our website that'll be coming out soon. We're really excited about that as well. If you'd like to volunteer, As Mary mentioned, you're welcome to come by the store and sign up, or you can also come to our board meeting. We meet on the second Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock there at the store, and our board meetings are open. We're really grateful to all the volunteers and to KCIW for allowing us to create this new program called Give Me Shelter. If you have any ideas for programming for Give Me Shelter and people you'd like us to interview about housing and homelessness in our community in the Curry County area, send KCIW a message or stop me, Scott Clapson, your host, and we'd be happy to include your ideas in these podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to KCIW. Thanks again to Mary Dickinson, one of the board members from Curry County Habitat for Humanity, for joining us. I am Scott Clapson here on KCIW. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Been listening to another podcast for KCIW.org. If you enjoy what you hear, please go to our website. Consider being a founding member or just donating something to get us on the air. Thanks so much. This is Candace Michelle for KCIW.